In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You are the salt of the earth. Salt of the earth. This is a phrase I heard a lot when I was growing up. I was born and raised in Berks County, Pennsylvania. Berks is about 50 miles as the crow flies northwest of Philadelphia. It's a very rural place with a lot of farming and agriculture. Both of my parents married into Pennsylvania Dutch families. Both of those families had strong ties to farming, having several generations of working the land in their blood. My wife's family also has its portion of Pennsylvania Dutch farmers. I have several in-laws who work the same dairy farms that have been in their family for decades. So spending so much time in the Pennsylvania Dutch culture, and especially among farmers, I heard the phrase salt of the earth a lot. That is a real salt of the earth family, I might hear someone say. That person, that's the salt of the earth, I might hear another say. Salt of the earth, that is what they are. Of course, this is all meant as a compliment. To say someone is salt of the earth is to say that they are a reliable person, that they are a person of great worth, a person of strong character. To my ear, there always seems to be a bit of implied stoicism to the person you're complimenting. This is someone who you can trust, someone who you want by your side when it really counts, person of integrity and honor. Now, I have to admit, while I was growing up, I never really understood this metaphor. Never really made sense to me. When I thought of salt, I did not think of anything really all that spectacular or special. I mean, as a kid, I liked salt on my French fries. I knew that I did not like seeing salt trucks during a snowstorm because I'd probably be going back to school sooner than I wanted. But if you study just a little bit of history, it becomes clear how significant a simple substance like salt has been. There is evidence that Neolithic man was harvesting salt in 6000 BC. Salt was used as currency by many ancient civilizations, being traded pound for pound with gold. The Romans paid their officers in salt, and it is where we get the term salary from. Wars have been fought over it. In recent history, when Gandhi wanted to protest the rule of the British Empire, he and some 100,000 fellow Indians marched to the sea to gather their own salt and not pay a tax on it. And we know today that it is a necessary component to our biological life. Without it, our bodies simply do not function. Neurons and synapses do not fire. In Jesus' time, in the context of a Jewish audience, salt was a powerful thing. It was a commodity literally worth its weight in gold. It was essential for the preservation of food and daily survival. Most importantly, it was needed for the daily offering and sacrifices Jews were required to make to God. Salt was seen as being an essential part of covenant, of the bond between humanity and the divine. Without it, a Jew could not complete their religious and spiritual obligations to God Almighty. From great earthly importance to even greater divine significance, salt carried great power. With all of this in mind, we see then just what a meaningful statement it is when Jesus declares his followers are the salt of the earth. They are one of the most precious elements known. They are essential for daily survival and life. They are foundational in the covenant between heaven and earth. When Jesus calls his followers the salt of the earth, what he is essentially calling them is the essence of life. They, like salt, are essential in daily lives. They, like salt, are of immeasurable value. They, like salt, are an indispensable part of God's covenant with humanity. They are the salt of the earth. They are the essence of life. When a Christian engages in daily praise of God, in prayers of joy and thanksgiving, they are the essence of life. When a Christian places the highest value not on earthly wealth, but on the protecting and honoring of the dignity of every human being, they are the essence of life. When a Christian declares the truth of the risen Jesus and the living body of Christ among us, they are the essence of life. The salt of the earth, the essence of life, is in living out the gospel of Jesus proudly and boldly, of taking the light of Christ and letting it shine brightly in all parts of our lives by not hiding that light away. For it is in the gospel that we are made complete. It is in following Jesus that we are made whole. It is in serving our neighbors that we are made into something new. It is these things where the real meaning and truth of life are to be found. It is in the undeniable truth that God's love and God's mercy for us is infinite and for all of his children. This is where real wisdom lies. By living out the mission of the church, we not only taste the salt of the earth, we become the salt of the earth. By living out the mission of the church, we not only experience the full meaning of life, but we become part of the essence of life itself. And we have the great joy and privilege to share that salt, that essence, with the whole world. God sent his only Son to be the light and life of the world, to breathe back in that essence. And I pray that we have the faith and the courage to follow where Jesus leads, to confront hatred and anger with compassion, to stand up for those who cannot stand for themselves, to be the salt that this world so desperately needs, to be the essence of new and resurrected life. In Jesus' name, amen.